Okay, we're beginning today the book of Ezra. For lack of time, we will read the book of Ezra without the tune, the traditional tune. It just takes too much time. And we need to finish the book as soon as possible to get on to Esther. There are two approaches to the book of Ezra. Rashi tells us that the book of Ezra is the continuation of the book of Daniel. Daniel said, in the first year of Koresh, I started checking out what's going on with the 70 years. This book will tell us what happened, how the 70 years were counted. Other commentaries focus on Ezra being the continuation of the book of Divrei Hayomim. In Divrei Hayomim, Ezra wrote the book Divrei Hayomim, and from the beginning of time, Ezra goes from Adam. He shows us the genealogy from Adam until the destruction of the first Beit HaMikdash. And the final two psukim of the book, Divrei Hayamim, are in fact the first two psukim of the book Ezra. So that lends itself that Ezra is the continuation of the book of Divrei Hayamim. I'm not sure Rashi's interpretation and others' interpretation are exclusive. You could learn that both work together, they go hand in hand. We're going to begin first with an overview. So we know that Nebuchadnezzar, in the second year of his reign, conquered Jehoiakim, the Judean king. 18 years later, he came back and destroyed the Beit HaMikdash. The Navi told the Jewish people, the Navi Yirmiyo said, when Babylon completes its 70 years, I will remember you. And that's what Daniel was focused on. When are the 70 years up? What happened here? Why aren't we out? Babylon's been around for 70 years. 45 Nebuchadnezzar, 23 Evil Merodach, Nebuchadnezzar's son, and then another three under Belshazzar. So it looks like the years are up. So what's going on? And then Daniel looked into things, tried to understand what was going on. This is what they call the ninth chapter, the second Pasuk. He says Daniel was trying to figure out where did the 70 years go? And then Daniel is told, no, there are going to be 70 years to the destruction of Jerusalem. So Jeremiah's prophecy, what Yirmiyahu said, 70 years into the Babylonian reign, Hashem will remember us. That's what's going to happen right now. In the book of Ezra, we will see that those 70 years were up, in fact, when Koresh became king. The second year of the Persian reign, we were told, go, you can go up to Israel. So that's part one. Then we will learn how Koresh himself, within the year, rescinded that license. And that's where Daniel says, hey, what's going on? If the 70 years are up, how come we're not building the Beit HaMikdash? And then Daniel is told that, no, it's going to be 70 years to the destruction of Jerusalem. Part one happened 70 years after Babylon was in existence, after the Babylonian rule. But part two, the actual building of Jerusalem, will be after 70 years after its destruction, which Jerusalem was actually destroyed in the 18th year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign. And in fact, we have to wait another 18 years until Jerusalem will be rebuilt. And we will learn that as well. 18 years after this Koresh, when Esther's son Dariavish becomes king, the second year of his reign, we will learn in the book that they call Nehemiah, it's really a continuation of the book of Ezra, how the Jews will be given license to go back up and they will rebuild the second Beit HaMikdash. So there are two stages. Step one is what we're about to learn now. They're given license, and that license is rescinded.